A lot of folks do spend a lot of time out there in the gardens here in Iowa planting different types of varieties of tomatoes. But, you know, the folks at Iowa State University Extension, I tell you, if you haven't checked out that resource lately online, the horticulturalists at ISU really do have some neat information out there for you. If you're not really sure, you've never done it before, or maybe you've never had much success before, maybe there's a reason for that. You might check out some of the hints and tips that they have for you. This time they're talking a little bit about tomatoes and, you know, when is it too early to plant? Where should they be planted? What variety is best for you? And they have all kinds of different tips and things there. But, you know, when it comes to tomatoes or anything else that you want to plant in the garden, of course, one of the important questions to first ask yourself is, when can you plant them? Well, we're getting real close here, actually. According to the folks at Iowa State, they say that transplanting tomatoes into the garden after the danger of frost is past. That's what we need to be most concerned about dealing with those things. But they suggest that in central Iowa, usually around May 10th is the safe time to plant tomatoes. Now, in southern Iowa, here where we are, basically about a week earlier. So after you get past May 1st, you're into the time where you can really start to think about planting those tomatoes. Of course, folks in northern Iowa are going to wait a little bit longer. You do have some time there, though, too, because they suggest that the last practical date for planting tomatoes is around June 20th, where you can get a decent crop yet this year. So, you know, realistically here in this part of the state, you have probably 6-7 weeks worth of time. So it's not like you have one particular weekend that you need to run right out there and get them taken care of. And if it rains, I guess you're just out of luck this year. You got some time to work with. So now's the time to really start thinking and getting those things, thinking about it, and then getting all those things put together. You want to find a suitable site to plant those tomatoes too. Tomatoes do perform best in fertile, well-drained soils. You want to avoid heavy clay. See a lot of that around, don't you? How do you avoid heavy clay around here? But you want to avoid the heavy clay soils and soils that drain poorly. And they suggest that for best yields, tomatoes need about at least 6 hours of direct sunlight per day. So you're not going to plant them back behind the shrubbery somewhere. You also want to discourage leaf spots, early blight, and other diseases by planting tomatoes in a different location in the garden each year. So you want to try to rotate those around a bit. And if you can rotate crops with tomatoes and some of the other crops like potatoes and peppers aren't grown in the same area for 3 to 4 years, they say that folks without a suitable garden site also can grow tomatoes in large 4 to 5 gallon containers. You just want to make sure you place those containers on a sunny patio or a deck, someplace where they can get plenty of sun and you have access to them. Now, there are a couple of different terms there, too. One is determinate and one is indeterminate, and they refer to the tomato's growth habits. Determinate tomatoes are small, compact plants, and they grow to a certain height, then they stop, then they flower, and then they set all their fruit within a short period of time. And the harvest period for determinate tomatoes is approximately 4 to 6 weeks. The indeterminate tomatoes, they continue to grow. They flower and they set fruit until they're killed by the first frost in the fall. So the harvest from indeterminate tomatoes often extends over a 2 to 3 month period. The yields are generally heavier than the determinate types, but they're usually a little bit later to mature. And the indeterminate tomatoes are the large, sprawling plants that perform best when they're grown in those wire cages or maybe put up on stakes so that they have a chance to kind of spread out and then get some support for the weight that's going to be popping up on there very soon as well. So pick the kind that work best for wherever you want to be. Now, also, when you're trying to decide what you're going to do for your garden this year, it's just not a matter of I'm going to go out and buy tomato plants. What kind of varieties do you want? Well, there are different types of varieties, and they're all a little different. They all have some different characteristics, of course. Some of the ones that they suggest for here in Iowa that seem to do well are ones that are called Better Boy, and that's an indeterminate brand. It's got red, round, medium-sized fruit. There's the Big Beef. Those are indeterminates. They're red, oblate. They're large fruits. The Brandywine, they're indeterminate as well. Heirloom, they have a deep pink color. They're a larger fruit. There's the Carolina Gold. They're a determinate brand. They're a golden orange, large fruit. The Celebrity, that's a determinate, a red. It's medium to large. There's the Cherokee Purple. That's an indeterminate. They're kind of purplish-brown, large fruit. The Jet Star, which is an indeterminate, and they're medium to large fruits. There's the Mountain Fresh Plus, and that's a determinate brand. And they also have the red, globe-shaped, large fruits. There's the Pony Express, and that's a determinate. Those are red, elongated, medium-sized fruit. The solid gold, which is an indeterminate. It's a golden yellow, oval, small, kind of a grape-type fruit. And then there's the super sweet 100. And those are indeterminates, and they produce red, round, small, cherry-type fruit. And those are gaining a lot of popularity. Now, about spacing, too, because if you're going to plant tomato plants, you need to make sure that you give them all a chance to succeed. So spacing really is important as well. And they suggest that the spacing of those tomato plants really depends on the growth habits of the type that you select and the training system that you use. The indeterminate varieties that are staked can be planted about 1.5 to 2 feet apart in the row. The indeterminate plants that are grown in those wire cages should be spaced typically 2.5 to 3 feet apart, while also a 3 to 4 foot long spacing would be appropriate for the indeterminate tomatoes that are allowed to sprawl over the ground. If you don't put the wire cages up, give them a little more room to spread out. Also, remember, determinate tomatoes can be planted 2 to 2.5 feet apart, and those rows should be spaced probably about 4 feet apart as well. That's always the toughest part about whether you're landscaping or planting, is to think about what's the end result. You know, you don't want everything crashing into everything else, and then you end up with really nothing, or they just battle against one another. It happens with shrubs and different types of plants and things, and it's no different in the garden as well. You got to think down the road a little bit. Check it out at the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach website. You can find more about planting tomatoes in the spring, as we're getting real close now to that point in time where you can get out and plant. And plenty of information about some other issues, whether it be landscape or yard and garden type issues and things like that as well. Check them out. They have a lot of nice information that they can share with you. And if you don't find specifically what you're looking for, you do have other questions, you can actually either go online or give them a call. They do have the Iowa State University Hortline always available. The telephone number is 515-294-3108, or you can go online and email these folks at Hortline, H-O-R-T-L-I-N-E, at iastate.edu, and you can ask whatever questions you might have, and they'll get back to you with some good advice.